Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy. I am a supervisor. How can I help you?
Hi, Cindy. My name's Kimala Wells, and I had called in because I have a charge on my account, and evidently this is something that I have not ordered.
Okay, let me check and see if we have you in our system. Hold on for one moment if you don't mind.
Yes, ma'am.
I just need to sign into my link. I'll be right with you so I can pull up the account. One moment.
Thanks.
Okay, I do have the link pulled up. I'll be right with you. You say your last name was Wells, Wells?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. I do have your account pulled up. And verify for me, please, your address.
491 R. Arnold Road, Smithville, Tennessee, 37166.
Okay, yes, that's the information that I have. I have the email address as kjwell626@yahoo.com. Phone number 615-318-7594. One moment. Okay, and that's the phone number that you're calling in from. And I'm just waiting for the system to retrieve the remainder of the order. One moment.
I greatly appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the system is still searching. Okay, so I have you down for, you must have, did you complete a sweepstakes or enter in any kind of surveys? This shows that you completed
a
product.
I'm
sorry. Say that again.
There was a survey.
Mm-hmm.
There was a survey
okay.
one day.
Mm-hmm.
I had ordered some stuff from Kohl's online,
mm-hmm.
and there was a survey after that asking me how my experience was. So I just
mm-hmm.
I filled it out, and that was it.
Oh,
and then,
okay. Mm-hmm. It signed you up for a sweepstakes. You paid the $5.74 for the entry fee, and then it billed you $67.32. And then that's for the shopping discount where you will receive a $125 gift card that goes to your email address, which allows you to shop online.
That I was not aware of.
Mm-hmm. And see, that information, it was disclosed in the terms and conditions.
Okay, is there any way I can cancel it and get refunded that?
Well, the representative that transferred the call over, she transferred it to the fraud department. I was able to, well, she did cancel out the account. In reference to a refund, I could credit 35% back to the account.
No, I would rather have the entire account refunded.
I can't refund all of it. The most I'm able to refund back, it would be 50% of the $67.32. Because of the misunderstanding of what you signed up for. But yes, I can at least credit 50% of it back.
Well, can you do 75% and just cancel it now?
Well, the account's canceled. The most I can do is 50%.
I guess to say the 50 then. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm just not
and see,
very
this
happy
is how
that.
Most surveys and, well, I was going to say this is how most surveys work, but it just depends on the institution because they're all different. But what I do, whenever I order anything online, if I don't see terms and conditions, then I'll call, you know, just for clarity. And then
yeah,
that way, you know, won't be any surprises
right,
at the end.
Yeah, because I just filled out the survey at the end of the Kohl's.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was charged this, you know, $67.32.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I don't do surveys. I don't do any of it. When I
well,
see
I
all
know
this
now.
Mm-hmm. Whenever I see all these different things in my email, I don't even click on it. They almost got me one time. I had my son mail some medicine, when he mailed it, I got an alert like the next day that they tried to deliver, they weren't able to. But I was like, no, that wasn't true because I was here all day. So it wanted me to click on this link and then pay another fee, like to come back out. And then I think it was like maybe $3 and some change. But see, if I clicked on it and then if I would have paid it, they would have been able to get into my account and take all of my money. So something told me not to do it because I knew I had been home all day. So they couldn't have possibly come by the house. And sure enough, when I went to the post office to check on my package, and it was the USPS, the United States Post Office, they say they never do anything like that. And I am so glad that I didn't do it because it was going to be my bank account connected. So
right.
They would have just wiped me completely out. Mm-hmm. So, and I just got something else by text similar to the same thing, asking me to pay a fee so I can get a package reshipped or something. I didn't even click on it. So you just have to really, 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 really be careful. So when I see surveys and all that kind of stuff, they might be all legit, but I just don't want to get involved because then it might be associated with another product and, you know, it's just a big mess. So I don't click on anything now.
Right.
I don't click on anything.
A lot of spam and stuff because, like, my first cousin, he's pretty big into country music. And so, like, everybody in our family got an email one time, and we're not sure how our email got out.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he's really big into country music, like, right now. And, he's like, you know, selling out shows and everything. It's like, you know, we don't know how our telephone number's getting out. We don't know how our email's getting out.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
like, his mama got something the other day saying that something was trying to be delivered to her from him.
Mm-hmm.
And so she called the manager and she was like, hey, is Morgan's trying to send me anything? And they were like, no, not that we know of.
Mm-hmm.
And because my also.
Mhm. You have to just be really, really careful. So pass it on. Tell them don't click on anything.
Yeah.
Nothing at all. Mhm. And tell them to call first to confirm. And still, you know, just don't click on it. I don't click on anything. Walmart, and I'm always ordering from Amazon, but I got a weird text from Amazon. And I know, you know, they don't do things like that. So just follow your first mind. I don't click on anything.
Right.
And I'm always checking my account every day, looking for different transactions and stuff. Because I don't have any money, and you know, I need my money. I work too hard for it.
Right, and that's why you know we're not how our telephone numbers or our email out to we don't know if it was a fan club or what it was.
Mm-hmm. And they're so slick at doing it. You just wonder how they're able to do this stuff. Even with Facebook and Instagram, you know, you get alerts. I got a message through Facebook, and it was a private message, and it was a person pretending to be my friend. So what I did was I said, well, how do we know each other? And when they didn't respond, I knew it was a scam.
Right.
I knew it was a scam. Mm-hmm.
I cancel all of my social media and Facebook and everything on probably about a year ago because people were trying to, you know, hit up his family for, you know, tickets and meet-and-greets and and crazy things from like, you know, supposedly children with cancer, you know, and I told him, I said, I wouldn't do anything unless Make-A-Wish or St. Jude. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. You told him right.
He's like, I don't know how everybody's getting girls in, right? Because it wasn't just like me. I mean, like our entire family was getting most friends.
So somehow they got a hold of you guys' personal information. So, yeah, you have to be real, 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 real careful.
Yeah, so Morgan was like, you're or anything. And I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm. You see different things like that, just bypass right by it. Was able to at least credit $33.66. I made sure the account was canceled before I did anything. So no additional charges or anything like that will apply.
Okay. All right. Well, I greatly appreciate it.
You're welcome. Glad I was able to help. And thank you for calling me customer care. You have a great day and a great holiday as well.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.